Hey, what do you have over there? Oh, it's that photo album. Yeah, that's a collection of the best photos I've taken of our Filipino Christmas and how we celebrate it in the Philippines. Oh, in case you're wondering, Merry Christmas in Tagalog is Maligayang Pasko. It usually differs depending on what part of the Philippines you're in, since there's a lot of languages and dialects around the country. Yeah, Christmas is a pretty big deal for us, from keeping our Christmas decorations up until January, or at least the first week of January, which is the Feast of the Three Kings, to how extra our Christmas parties are. I mean, no, it's not always about having the most expensive decorations or giving expensive gifts. It's more about spending time with our family and sometimes our friends too. And it's much more fun when it's spent with the fun relatives or, as long as you can avoid the bitchy titas, they're terrible, I'm telling you. Oh, and the amount of food that we all share with each other. Would you like to go through the album? I can tell you about the photos if you'd like. Okay. Ah, looks like we're starting with all of the food first. Oh, this is a good one. That's called bibingka or rice cake. It's usually made with glutinous rice flour, eggs, milk, sugar. Oh, and the best things are the slices of salted egg and the bit of cheese on top. Oh, so much better if the cheese is a bit melty. Oh, so good. It's usually eaten together with coffee or hot chocolate. Oh, yeah, that cup beside the bibingka. So our hot chocolate is usually made with tablea, which is ground up cacao beans, which are pressed into tablets. So to prepare it, you dissolve the tablea, the tablet, in boiling water, and that's how we make our hot chocolate or chocolate. Having bibingka with hot chocolate helps because it can warm you up real nice since the December-January weather can get pretty chilly sometimes. Oh yeah, chocolate is quite versatile. You can drink it with pandesal, puto bumbong, and ensaymada. And with the tablea you can make chocolate cake and brownies. And one of my favorites, champurrado. Yeah, that's a Filipino chocolate rice porridge. Yeah, really, the possibilities are endless. But yeah, since we're talking about hot chocolate, they use this wooden whisk called a batirol to mix the chocolate with the hot water and mix them with a little bit of sugar to make it sweet, since it has a slightly bitter taste if you drink it the way it is, although some people do that. Yeah. Mixing it with milk would also make it less bitter, yeah. So chocolate goes really well with desserts because the sweetness kind of gets neutralized by the dark and bitter cacao. Oh, over there, that is puto bumbong, or Filipino purple rice cake. The purple color used to come from like this special kind of glutinous rice they used to use, but nowadays it's usually purple yams and food coloring that do the trick. So what's interesting about these is that they're cooked in little bamboo tubes and they're placed over the fire. So when it's cooked, they push the puto bumbong out of the tubes, and voila, you have fresh and warm puto bumbong. And it's usually served with cheese or coconut, shredded coconut, butter or margarine, and sugar. You can usually find these outside churches during Simbang Gabi. Yeah, that literally translates to night mass. So that's a series of 9-day masses from December 16th until Christmas Eve. So yeah, it's usually from like 4 in the morning, but some churches have taken into account that, you know, not everyone can get up that early. So some churches have them at like 8 p.m. Yeah, so on the last day of that 9-day thing, the Mass is usually called Misa de Gallo. And after that, it's Christmas Eve, finally. So, next page. Oh, it's still food. But this is the food that we usually serve during Christmas Eve. So you can see lechon, or roasted pig. It's got very crispy and crunchy skin. Yeah, lechon isn't just served during Christmas Eve. We have it year-round, you know, at birthday parties, town fiestas, even just simple get-togethers with family and friends. But, you know, it's optional since some people would prefer something a bit healthier. Oh, look, there's also Christmas ham on the table. It's smoked ham with pineapple glaze, so you can eat it in a sandwich or as an appetizer with queso de bola, which, as you might have guessed, is a ball of cheese, specifically Dutch Edam. So yeah, it's round and coated in red wax, and the cheese has a salty and kind of nutty taste. It's really good. Yeah, I'll try to get you some. Oh, look, how can we forget Filipino spaghetti? Yeah, what makes this a bit different from other spaghetti is that it's a bit sweet. Like, instead of the strong, savory tomato taste, the sweetness is from banana-style ketchup. I know, it's kind of weird, but don't knock it till you've tried it. So, now, groceries sell Filipino-style spaghetti sauce in packets, so you don't have to put banana ketchup anymore. And we also put hot dogs, ground meat, and cheese. We really love our cheese, don't we? So, you can also serve pancit. It could be pancit guisado, which is stir-fried noodles, or pancit malabon, which is also noodles, but the sauce has shrimp broth in it, and it uses rice noodles, which are much thicker. So I've mentioned spaghetti, pancit. Oh, this is everyone's favorite. It's lumpia. So that's meat with tiny bits of vegetable encased in spring roll wrappers, then deep fried to golden brown perfection. Yeah, everyone really fights to get the last piece. And on the dessert side of the table, you'll see puto bumbum and bibingka, along with leche flan, which is a custard dessert with caramel topping. Yeah, made with egg yolks, milk, sugar. That one, that's buko salad, which is a dessert kind of salad made with coconut meat, cream, condensed milk, sago, or tapioca pearls. What else? Nata de coco, or chewy coconut jelly. Kaong, or cooked sugar palm fruit. And fruit cocktail, or, you know, canned preserved fruit. So, yeah, it's really good, especially when it's chilled. Oh, yummy. I know, so much food, right? It's making me so hungry. Oh, what's that? Actually, you know, you are free to serve whatever food you'd like. It's really up to what you like and how many people are coming over for Christmas Eve. And if there's leftovers, just heat them up and serve them for Christmas Day lunch. Oh, these next few pages, you'll see how we decorate our houses for Christmas. Of course, the usual Christmas tree is there, decorated with ornaments and the star on top, or sometimes it's an angel. And here is the parol, which is usually hung outside Filipino homes. So it's a star-shaped lantern made with bamboo sticks and Japanese paper. Some people put lights inside their parols, but it depends on how creative you can be. Actually, you know, there's a giant lantern festival held every December in Pampanga. That's a few hours drive from Manila. So one time we should really go check that out. So in some houses, you can also see a belen, which depicts the nativity scene, the birth of Jesus. So you got Mary and Joseph, and you've got the three kings bearing gifts for the baby Jesus. So yeah, religion is, of course, one of the biggest reasons for our love of Christmas. As you know, the Philippines is mostly Catholic, with Christians accounting for about 90% of the population. So, yeah. Of course, others might say that Filipinos are just very festive in general. Oh, and how can we forget about the gifts that go under the tree? So, standing beside the tree, that is Santa. But, you know, you can see him everywhere. You know, he's on a poster or a figurine. Sometimes an ornament is dedicated to him and, you know, hung on the tree. But, yeah, decorating the outside of your house with Christmas decorations would attract kids who are caroling or, in Tagalog, nangangaroling. I tried it once. The people we went to, some of them gave us money and candies. Some just switched off their lights until we finished our song. They didn't even acknowledge us. So, some Filipino families decorate their houses as early as September, but it depends on the household, since there are families who decorate after November 2nd, since that's a day for remembering and visiting the graves of our departed loved ones. Now that I mention Christmas decor, my family has this Merry Christmas sign on our door. And now that I think about it, I don't think we've ever actually taken it down. Wow. Can't believe I hadn't realized that before just now. Oh, here is a picture of me, younger me, accepting my pamasko from my ninang. So, yeah, Filipino Christmas as a kid was so fun. You got to do the caroling with your friends. We would improvise tambourines from wire and bottle caps, or tansan, as we would call them. The lazier ones would keep it simple and just use a spoon and a metal pot. Yeah, and then on the 25th, we would usually visit our godparents, or ninong and ninang, and say, namamasko po. Then they'd give their aguinaldo, or gift. Yeah, okay, so aguinaldo is what we call the money that you're given during Christmas, and usually it's placed in a little red envelope called ang pao, which you either get if you're lucky, or your mother takes it for safekeeping, and it's never seen again. Wow. Showing you these pictures definitely gave me some strong nostalgia. Yeah, I hope you were able to envision how exciting and fun a Filipino Christmas is. Yeah? I had fun showing you these pictures. I enjoyed it a lot, actually. You like the photos too? Don't worry, I'll be sure to bring over some puto bumbong or bibingka next time. Maybe some chocolate as well? Okay, you got it. I actually have another photo album, That one is full of beautiful places that I've been to around the Philippines. Do you want to see that album too? Okay, great. I'll be right back.